Rocky Horror Soccer, where they just slapped Ricky's name on any and every disc they could, it seemed like. Yeah. From a store owner's perspective, Shane, House of Discs, buying, mm-hmm. I mean, they were Latitude 64, bought up Dynamic Discs, Castoplast, Discmania, you know, all these brands fall under this House mm-hmm. of Discs investors. How does that affect you as a store owner, or does it even affect you?
It does. It does. So what it's done is made some of the, like Castoplast, more readily available. So they've taken them under the wing so I can get them through DD now. And I think what it's done is bring a consistency and quality to all of these brands across the board. Now, some people may not like that, especially throwers, simply because Castoplast was revered for certain plastics they had. And Discmania was revered for some of the plastics they had. And so on and so forth. If you were a fan of Trilogy and DD and or Westside, they had their plastic and you really liked the certain plastic. Now, it's all the same. It's easy to sell. It's nice that we can look at something and know that that quality is consistent across the board. They're probably some of the most consistent plastic out there, or maybe aside from MVP at this moment. But as far as it being something that is good that House of Discs is out there, you know, I think in the market's the first time we've seen a venture capitalist come in and purchase up a bunch of companies and put them all under the same umbrella. From a business perspective, I think it's a beautiful thing because their ability to source raw materials is going to get easier because the quantities that they're buying are larger. Their ability to negotiate prices and figure out other resources to pull those raw materials from is going to be even better. And then the ability for business people with expertise outside of disc golf to come in and actually change the dynamic of discs, no pun intended, or the dynamic of disc golf, that is something that is probably pretty invaluable. And we're not seeing yet because everybody in disc golf is disc golf. They've been in it for a long time. They have a certain legacy that sticks with disc golf, and it's kind of beating the same drum. So now we're seeing another drum come in, and we'll see what it does in the long term.
Yeah, I agree with you. Like, some of the good things I would say is, yeah, more resources to help grow disc mm-hmm. golf. It helps them grow quicker because you've got all these resources to grow. The business people, in other words, the investors are bringing in, and we already saw, you know, Doug Bjerkus leave as CEO. Jeremy Rusko is, of course, still the founder, but he's no longer the CEO. They have a new CEO in place. And so he comes from the business world. And so he's going to bring that business expertise along with the investors bringing in their decision making is going to be based right. on things other than the disc golf industry of what we've already seen, which mm-hmm. I think is great. However, right. each of those points has a bad point. Is it going to grow too fast? So is it going to grow quick, but is it going to grow too fast, faster than actually disc golf can handle? And when, you know, in other words, they're pumping out all kinds of discs. We saw what happened with, you know, Ricky Wysocki, where they just slapped Ricky's name on any and every disc they could, it seemed like. I'm not saying that venture capitalists are evil. However, are they going to grow the sport for the sake of growing the sport? Hashtag grow the sport, right? That's all what we love to hear was grow the sport. I remember when that was the hashtag that I put in everything when we did social media for Dynamic Fist right. was grow the sport, because that was our thing. We wanted to grow the sport, which of course, rising tides helps,
rising tides float all boats.
Yeah, float all boats, right? Yep. And that's wonderful to think about. But the thing is that these venture capitalists who are not in the disc golf world, mm-hmm. again, they're not evil people, but their decision-making is going to be based on the numbers, right? That's right. what they're looking at. They invest for numbers. And so the other bad thing is that the people that used to be in charge, namely the Jeremys and the Dougs, don't have control anymore. Now these right. venture capitalists that invested a lot of money have more control. And so to me, that might not be such a good thing.
Yeah. I mean, let's be real. Let's not sugarcoat it. Business is not about the kindness of your heart. Business is about the bottom line. Business is about the dollar. It's about money. And there are peripheral things. We want to talk about core values, mission statements, rally cries. Sure, we can get all sentimental about those type of things. But in the grand scheme of things, if you are not making money, none of those things matter. In an altruistic way, of course, that money provides for the employees, the living, you know, also just simply keeping the doors open and keeping that plastic in people's hands. I think when you bring in money like that in venture capitalists that don't have a sentimental tie to the game of disc golf, it does become more about money. And is that a good thing? Is that a bad thing? You've already asked that question. I don't know. I mean, I think we might see some innovations that we would have never seen because there is no sentimentality behind their choices. It is all about the red and black numbers.
Yeah, so we're going to see some great things, but at what cost? Now I want to know your thoughts. Let me know in the comments. Do you think disc golf going corporate is a good thing or a bad thing?